At KVGC News, time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Topping the news for today, the Jackson City Council talked tourism and promotional events and reviewed the city's budget last night. The council reviewed a report on the publicity efforts by its consultant, Lucy Hackett, which include coordinating and promoting public events in the city, social media outreach, and commissioning a video tour of the city. The council also approved two new expenditures on this topic, $2,150 to the Days of 49 Wagon Train Parade at the end of April for general event sponsorship and to commission a City of Jackson wagon, as well as just under $3,000 to the Amador Council of Tourism to pay for Jackson's part in ACT's advertising and promotional efforts. The council also reviewed the city's budget. With two-thirds of the fiscal year gone, the city's expenses and revenue are generally where they are projected to be, with a large expenditure on the repair of New York Ranch Road that had yet to be reimbursed, the only notable exception. City Manager Yvonne Kimball struck a tone of cautious optimism on the state of the city's finances in both her written and verbal report on the budget.
And with the closure of Upper Shake Ridge Road at Wandering Hills Road, now expected to last several more weeks, Lockwood Fire, CAL FIRE, and Amador County first responders have been given access to provide emergency coverage and protection in the area. According to CAL FIRE, they've been given permission by the county to use Upper Shake Ridge and will continue to serve the area alongside Lockwood Fire volunteers. Lockwood Fire currently has firefighters in the western end of the district, working out of Lockwood Fire Station 152 and working the eastern end out of Lockwood Fire Station 151. There's also mutual aid assistance from Amador Fire Protection and Sutter Creek Fire. This closed section of Upper Shake Ridge connects to Highway 88.
And the Jackson City Fire Department rolled to a cooking mishap yesterday. According to reports, just before noon, units were called to the apartment complex near the corner of Clinton Road and Broadway. Upon arrival, light smoke was found in the hallway. First responders quickly identified the source as food burning on a stovetop in one of the apartments on the second floor. After removing the food from the stove, fire units used their ventilators to clear the smoke from the building. No injuries were reported.
And last Friday, members of the Calaveras Sheriff Marijuana Enforcement Team served a search warrant for illegal marijuana cultivation at a residence on Almond Drive in Jenny Lind. Investigators found an area inside the residence had been converted for the purpose of marijuana cultivation, a large greenhouse also located on the property, and inside a garage, investigators found marijuana plants and butane honey oil conversion lab. Deputies seized 463 marijuana plants, just over 174 pounds of processed marijuana, 14.6 ounces of concentrated marijuana, multiple rifles, a handgun, and a shotgun. 43-year-old Jason Martinez of Jenny Lind was arrested on scene and booked into the Calaveras County Jail on a number of charges, ranging from illegal marijuana cultivation, possession of marijuana for sale and maintaining a drug house, to criminal conspiracy, extracting cannabis concentrate in a dwelling, and possession of a firearm by a felon. Now, bail for Martinez set at $150,000. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with info on illegal marijuana cultivation sites or sites manufacturing concentrated cannabis to call the Sheriff Marijuana Tip Line, 754-6870.
And a quick reminder, the Calaveras County Water District will be operating its Jenny Lind Water Treatment Plant on backup generator power for 2 days this week, today and tomorrow, starting at 8 a.m. this morning through 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Now, this is necessary to allow PG&E to replace and upgrade the electrical service powering the plant. This new electrical service is needed to power the pre-treatment facility currently under construction. Generator noise is expected to impact residents living nearby. And of course, this work is dependent upon the weather.
And give the gift of life today in Valley Springs. A community-wide blood drive to meet the area need for blood and blood products will run from 1:30 to 6:30 at the Valley Springs Sport and Fitness Center. Now, the drive is sponsored by the Motherlode Council of the Knights of Columbus, and as a thank you, donors receive a promotional code to redeem My Blood Source Rewards for great items. Donors will also be entered into a drawing for meals from Patty Campbell's County Kitchen and coffee from Common Grounds. Whole blood donors must be at least 16 years old. 16 and 17 need a signed parental consent form, weigh a minimum of 110 pounds, be in good general health, and bring a photo ID. Again, the drive is today from 1:30 to 6:30 at Valley Springs Sport and Fitness.
And it looks like Daffodil Hill will be opening for the 2019 season on Saturday.
Thank you for calling McLaughlin's Daffodil Hill. Although we are expecting a few wet days this week, we anticipate being able to open the hill on Saturday, March 30th, 2019. As always, we are dependent on Mother Nature, so our opening and subsequent days of operation are subject to change. Thanks again, and see you on the hill soon.
The hill will be open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., again, weather permitting. Sticking with tradition, admission and parking is free, but donations are appreciated, which help pay for the bulbs for future plantings. Also, pets are not allowed on the property. And as always, call 296-7048 prior to your visit to assure the hill will be open on the day you plan your visit. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting local news brought to us today by Howard's Body Shop and by Gold Country Auto Clinic. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.